President Trump is warning Saudi Arabia of severe punishment if it's found that Saudi dissident Jamal Khashoggi was murdered by Saudi agents, as many believe. Khashoggi has not been seen since October 2nd, when he entered the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Mr. Trump was interviewed on the CBS TV program 60 Minutes, which airs on Sunday night in the United States. On speculation that Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman ordered Khashoggi killed, Mr. Trump said, quote, "Nobody knows yet, but we'll probably be able to find out." And the president said if Saudi Arabia was responsible, the U.S. would be very upset and angry. But once again, when asked about canceling a large Saudi arms deal with Washington, Mr. Trump said that was not an option, arguing that would hurt jobs. Meanwhile, there are reports that Jamal Khashoggi may have recorded his own death on an Apple Watch, which was connected to the iCloud. He apparently turned on the recording function as he entered the Saudi consulate. President Trump at this hour is getting set for a welcome home session at the White House. AP's Ben Thomas reports from the Executive Mansion.
President Trump tweets that Pastor Andrew Brunson will visit him in the Oval Office this afternoon. Brunson flew to Germany yesterday for a medical checkup at a U.S. military hospital after a Turkish court convicted him on terrorism charges for allegedly aiding Kurdish militants. Brunson has strongly maintained his innocence, and the court freed him because he'd already spent nearly 2 years in detention. Trump calls the North Carolina native a great Christian who's been through a tough experience. In his tweet, the president also thanked Turkey's president for his help in freeing Brunson. Ben Thomas, Washington.
There is a report the Trump administration may return to a policy of separating migrant families at the U.S.-Mexico border. Citing anonymous sources, the Washington Post says the tentative plan is meant to deal with what are called soaring numbers of families trying to cross from Mexico into the United States. This is VOA News. The United Nations Children's Fund says a militia fighting Boko Haram in northeast Nigeria has released more than 800 of its child soldiers. UNICEF is voicing hope the action will be followed by further such releases. We have a report from VOA's Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
The local militia that released the children is one of several vigilante militias that formed an alliance in 2013 to fight Boko Haram militants. The UN Children's Fund says last year, this alliance, known as the Civilian Joint Task Force, signed an agreement to end and prevent the recruitment and use of children. UNICEF spokesman Christoph Bouyrak says the 833 child soldiers, some as young as 11, were freed in Maiduguri, northeast Nigeria.
So this is a significant milestone in ending the recruitment and use of children, but many more children remain in the ranks of other armed groups in either combat or support roles.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Zimbabwe's growing economic crisis continues to simmer, and as newly sworn in President Emmerson Mnangagwa faces his first big test. Trade union members have been protesting rising prices and shortages in most consumer goods, which have led to hoarding, making things worse. Earlier this month, Zimbabwe's government announced a new 2% tax on money transfers and a plan to float the nation's unpopular U.S. dollar-pegged bond notes. A United Nations employee in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo has tested positive for Ebola, the first such incident during the current outbreak. The new Ebola death toll stands at 125 out of 201 reported cases. Political unrest is said to be hindering control efforts. The death toll from Hurricane Michael stands at 17, with federal officials warning the number is almost certain to rise as recovery efforts continue. Florida Governor Rick Scott toured Mexico Beach, the town where the monster storm made landfall this week in the Florida Panhandle. State officials say nearly 300 people in Mexico Beach ignored mandatory evacuation orders, and it's unclear if many got out at the last minute. In Mexico Beach, there is deep hurt everywhere.
You know, our lives, everything we have is gone now and stuff. We lost all our cars, everything and stuff. And so it's sort of just hard to realize just what just happened.
Hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses are without power from Florida north through Georgia, North and South Carolina, and Virginia. There is a new warning on the dramatic potential effects of climate change. The World Food Program says unless the pace of global warming is slowed, there will be a devastating effect on agriculture and the ability of people to feed themselves. Gene Randall, VOA News.
R&B, pop, hip-hop, all the hits and more.